Off to the right, you'll notice a logging road going into the woods at the top end of the clear cut. If you look about halfway in, you might notice a big black fence just looking like it's sitting in the middle of the field. This is a deer exclosure and part of our Atlantic white cedar restoration work. One of the problems that we have with the Atlantic white cedar restoration is it's very important for us to only plant trees that were locally sourced so that the genetic material in the trees we plant is similar to those around us. We don't want to bring in trees from North Carolina or from New Jersey or places outside of our region. But we've had a lot of trouble finding seedlings of Atlantic white cedar that were locally sourced. So one of the things we're experimenting with is spreading duff, which is essentially the material that you'll find under a mature Atlantic white cedar stand, into a restoration area and seeing if we get Atlantic white cedar seedlings out of it. Unfortunately, deer are very, very dense in this area. So we're worried that as soon as the cedars come up, the deer will just gobble them up. So we've constructed this deer exclosure to protect the seedlings as they come up. And if this is a successful project, we're hoping that we can repeat it elsewhere.